with KB and Heather Lee.
Well, we do crank it up for a Wednesday tomorrow because, you know, tomorrow not only do we crank out a Wednesday with Debbie at 8:15, but we might get wild. A wild card Wednesday in full play. Back to get those PBR Rattlers passes for you, 7:35 tomorrow on the radio program. But we are proud to be joined on Boxed Wine Day. But let's talk about nicer wine than boxed wine because we've been talking about it on the show. We will continue to. It kicks up this Thursday. We have special guests in studio right now to get ready for the 39th annual Grape Fest. Grapefest.com. 39th annual. I did not know that.
39th annual Grape Fest, a Texas wine experience presented by Bank of the West. Yeah, it started with a handful of wineries, and it has grown just like the Texas wine industry.
Coming up, Grape Fest, and from the grapevine, CVB, ladies and gentlemen. We have Elizabeth once again in to talk about some Grape Fest fun. It's centered around the wine. I mean, yes. For crying out loud, the town is called Grapevine, right there.
We must celebrate wine. We have lots of wine experiences. Yeah, so we have the People's Choice Wine Tasting Classic, 90-minute sessions where you decide the best Texas wines. There's more than 120 that you can taste. So it's a lot of hard work, but someone's got to do it. So yeah. We invite everyone to take part. We also have the International Wine Experience where you'll taste wines from Mexico, Australia, Austria, Canada, Texas, and we have the Champagne Terrace where you'll get your bubbly. And there's also this year, it's a new ticketed experience, and you can also get your wine, your bubbly, from a little Florence style wine window. So there's this wall and there's a little door and you open it and then your bubbly is served to you. It's very Instagram worthy, so not to be missed.
Okay. Now talk about this Great Gatsby experience too, because this sounds slightly immersive, very cool, and I always want to dress up like I'm 1920s.
Oh my gosh, well then it's perfect for you. Can't wait to see it. Yes, we are the Grape Gatsby. So it's a nod to I know it's so good, right? It's a nod to the Roaring Twenties because, hey, we're living in the Roaring Twenties right now, so why not? And the Great Gatsby turned 100 years old this year, so a little celebration of the revelry, the excitement, you know.
Well, F. Scott Fitzgerald indeed.
Yeah.
Very good.
But all throughout the weekend, it's going on, and it's going to be a great time. We also have live music on 4 stages. We invite everyone to come get ready to dance on Friday and Saturday nights, get dressed up in some flapper gear if you want, your fedora and suspenders.
I can talk like that, see. Admission is free all day on Thursday, like you said, until 5 on Friday, too. And parking is free all weekend.
Parking is free all weekend.
That cannot be understated.
Yeah.
And there's North Texas land that we live in.
I know. And we open up more parking, some side streets. We have a lot of extra lots this year, so we're trying to make it as easy as possible. You can find all that information at grapefest.com. And also,
take the train.
Texrail. Exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, it's $4 round trip, and you'll get right to Grapevine Main Station right at one of the entrances. So that's real easy.
I mean, that train, that was the bee's knees back in the 1920s.
We love it. Yeah. See, it all comes together.
It goes on September 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th. Historic Main Street right there in Grapevine, Texas. Grapefest.com. Thank you so much for coming back in.
Thank you. Love to see you guys. Love all that you do. And congratulations.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Hey, maybe we'll raise a toast right there. Gatsby style.
Yes. Let's throw a wedding, too.
All right. Where's the copy points for that?
Morning Radio's best kept secret. KB and Heather Lee.